problem has no constraint. It cannot go beyond. No limits can constrain it. We hear that every January and whatever. State of the Union put forward, be it Democrat or Republican. There's no problem we cannot solve because we are American. See Professor Jeff Stout there. Is that right though, Jeff? We hear it every year. Say, oh, wait a minute, Du Bois raised the question, how does it feel to be a problem in African bodies in which it looks as if there's something here that remains difficult to come to terms with? And it's not just political. It has to do with mustering the courage to think critical about your relation to burial, to death, and forms of death. And one of the fundamental gifts of black folk. And keeps track of the forms of death in America's past and present. You mean the West? Social death. American barbarity. American bestiality. American brutality called
with comfort, convenience, contentment. Hotel's a place for what? The lights are always on.
Leave your hotel and it's dirty and come back as clean. You don't know who cleaned you. You don't know whether they're being treated with dignity or not. It's just about you. It's about your contentment. About your own enjoyment. So somehow you think you can muddle through history and downplay the forms of death in your midst.
U.S. Constitution is a good candidate. Look at the grand democratic institution created by those towering founding fathers. And what do we see? No mention of slavery. No mention of reference to the institution of slavery. Only an invoking of slave trade. Why? Because it's denial.
Joseph Ellis, one of America's leading American historians, said, "This conspiracy of silence is an interesting friction and tension." No, it's more than that. It's hypocrisy. It's mendacity.
One could argue there's a real sense in which America, understanding itself as a city on the hill, experiment that can solve any problem. Has no constraint, it cannot go beyond. No limits can constrain it.
We hear that every January in whatever.
State of the Union put forward, be it Democrat or Republican. There's
no problem we cannot solve. Because we are American. See Professor Jeff Stout. Is that right though, Jeff?
We hear it every year.